today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamu alaikum. Today, Thursday, is the 10th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of day 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Imran, verse 159.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The content of the verse works as some general instructions, but the revelation of the verse is about the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims, who had ran away in the Battle of Uhud and were defeated, were burning in the fire of regret, remorse, and sorrow. They gathered around the Prophet and apologized. Then the Lord issued the command of their general pardon by this verse. Also, besides contemplation and consultation, do not forget to trust in Allah. Consultation and reliance in Allah are beloved with Him, whether we attain the aim or not. The significance of communication with Allah. Communication helps man elevate himself from the stifling confines of the body, matter, and this world to ultimate freedom and endless potential of the soul and its transcendent realm. It sets man on a journey of self-actualization. It makes him genuine and real. It makes him realize that he's not alone in the maze of life where Without Allah's light and guidance, nothing makes sense nor appears heartening and uplifting. It saves him from the dreadful prospect of living and dying as nothing and nobody, presenting him instead with the wonderful opportunities to become somebody at as high a plane of existential reality as the heavenly scheme of things and to never really die. Furthermore, such communication helps man come fully to terms with who exactly he is, what exactly life is, and of course, who exactly Allah is. The most important knowledge from this three prolonged realization is that Allah is man's Lord, guardian, and helper. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Always be conscious of the fact that Allah is aware, that Allah is there, that He's watching. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa and Harun to go to Fir'aun, go and invite someone to faith who believes he's God. You think you have difficulty with interfaith? Imagine you're talking to someone who thinks he's God. It was very stressful for Musa and Harun. What does Allah say? What does Allah tell them to help them manage their stress? قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ. Don't be afraid. إِنِّي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. I am with you. I see and I hear everything. Know that Allah is there. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, what does he say? When his family members were being slaughtered. I mean, talk about emotional trauma. One of the things that Imam al-Husayn says is, هَوَّنَ عَلَيَّ مَا نَزَلَ بِي أَنَّهُ بِعَيْنِ اللَّهِ. What makes the one thing that consoles me on this day, the day when Abbas is being mutilated, the day when Ali al-Akbar is being killed, the day when the noble companions are being slaughtered before his eyes, the Imam says, the one thing that gives me comfort is that Allah is watching. هَوَّنَ عَلَيَّ مَا نَزَلَ بِأَنَّهُ بِعَيْنِ اللَّهِ. Know that Allah is there. He knows, He sees. Number two, remember that Allah is merciful. Allah in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 29, Allah says, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't kill yourselves. There's an ayah about suicide in the Quran. Allah says, do not take your life. Do not kill yourself. I know life can be difficult. There's a lot of stress. You feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But what does Allah say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Don't kill yourself because Allah is merciful. Don't allow shaitan to convince you that there is nothing to live for, that Allah has not blessed you, that there's no mercy. Allah says, do not kill yourself. And the reason why Allah says don't kill, because I'm merciful. Don't do this to yourself. Don't become blind to my ni'mah. Don't become blind to my grace. Do not allow shaitan to delude you, to deceive you.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Let's look at ways to get closer to Allah at home. Istighfar. It was narrated that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, Every son of Adam commits sin, and the best of those who commit sin are those who repent. Istighfar is the Arabic word for seeking forgiveness from Allah the Almighty. Repentance is a virtue that is beloved to Allah. It is to return to Allah in a beautiful and humble manner. Allah says in the Quran, In chapter Baqarah, verse 222, surely Allah loves those who always turn to Him in repentance. As we strive daily to be better servants of Allah, we may not realize the sins that we have committed. However, time and time again, Allah grants us His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, the pardoner, and the acceptor of repentance.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
Almighty Allah, as the Creator, communicates with His creation. Man can contemplate about Allah, His holy attributes and His creation, acknowledging the Master's infinite power, supremacy and greatness, as opposed to his own insignificance and smallness, prompting his restive soul to scream out, "Our Lord, not for naught have You created all this. Glory to You. Give us salvation from the penalty of the fire." Chapter Al-Imran, verse 191. Certainly, it is no coincidence that these words are preceded by the following. Men who celebrate the praises of Allah standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides and contemplate the wonders of creation in the heavens and the earth. Chapter Al-Imran, verse 191. Or man can open up his heart at any time and anywhere and simply talk to his Creator and Cherisher about any topic and in any language.
We have to keep in mind that life is riddled with hardship. Sometimes you and I, we have this expectation that I have to have a comfortable life, stress-free life. That's an unrealistic expectation. Shaykh, why is this happening to me? It's happening to you because we're in dunya. That's the nature of dunya. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created man to endure hardship. This life is about developing your soul. Your soul will only grow and mature if you struggle. If you experience hardships, when a baby is born, what does a baby who's born do? What do? They cry. They enter this world crying, which is a sign that this is a place of suffering and trial. And finally, we have to keep in mind that no matter if you're comfortable or you're suffering, no matter if you're at ease or you're stressed, no matter if you feel joyful or you feel depressed or sad, remember the impermanence of this life. It's all going to end. The good days are going to end. The bad days are also going to end. Sometimes we have bad days and we think that we're having a bad life. You're having a bad day. Don't exaggerate. It's going to end. It's temporary. The Quran tells us in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 23, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَكُمْ. Allah says, have this mindset. Don't get too excited about what you get in dunya, because you're going to depart it, you're going to leave it. And don't grieve too much about what you miss, because we're all leaving. We're all leaving this world. Don't get too attached. It's temporary. You know, just like when you take a child to get a shot, what does the doctor say? It's just going to hurt for a moment. It's just going to hurt for a moment. That's dunya. Allah is the doctor. And He's giving us the shot of dunya, and He's telling us it's just going to hurt for a second. Be patient. It's going to end.
That was all for today's special, inshallah. We continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en, today's special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark.